Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Good evening, everybody, the followers of Eagle FM. You are listening to David Shombe with Business and Economic Segment. It's always an honor to be here. Very happy to engage you on various topics, especially those which are related to the business developmental agendas, entrepreneurships, and all aspects of, you know, growing our economy, particularly from the perspective of a private sector, perspective of individuals, instead of us just, you know, waiting for our dear government to assist us. Although it is the responsibility of the government to assist us, it's also our own responsibilities to make sure that we meet our government halfway. Business and Economic Segment, for those of you who are new to our program, it's a platform where we discuss business, we discuss economic development issues, we discuss opportunities, we look at legal frameworks, especially those which are related to business and development. We also look at internal policies on business, we look at external policies, we look at investment, we look at different angles of business, because the concept of business is a very broad thing, and it requires critical analysis, and it's also required to be dissected from various angles, because you can't know, you are not able to know everything about business. Yeah, it's also a platform where we bridge the gap between those who understand business and economics and those who are willing to learn. It's called Lecture Hall 1. It's an educational platform. Kanjengo call it Lecture Hall 1 because he's a professor of the lecture hall. He's a professor of the subject. And the aim of him naming this program Lecture Hall 1 is because a lecture is not like a classroom. A lecture hall is a platform where a professor or a lecturer or an expert or somebody who is facilitating the program, engaging with other individuals who are not just learners, but students who have knowledge of the subject, student who can also contribute. Yeah, that is why in whatever conversation that we bring up, in whatever topic that we bring up, we always make sure that we invite you in our studio to call us. And also give your contribution, because you never know, you might be somebody that is needed out there to educate other people. You must be willing to come and contribute, to ask questions, because you never know. You can be the person who can simplify, who can communicate effectively and simplify business concepts, or simplify, the concepts of business to other people who are also, you know, able to learn, able to, you know, to lower their burden, because in different occasions, sometimes it's not only that we do not know things, it's only that we do not have right information. And it's always very important when our dear listeners are engaging us, they are calling us. And yeah, it's a Friday, it's a Friday, it's a love day, and never forget to celebrate love. Love is a very beautiful thing. It's a very important thing. No matter how many times you get hurt, you must always be willing to stand up and, open your heart for another opportunities. And get me very well, because love is not about only partnership. You can show love to everybody. You can show love to your friends, to your colleagues, to your parents, to your people that you know. And yeah, there are different levels of love. Though I'm not really an expert in that subject, just to remind you that it's still Valentine's Day. And give those flowers, give those nice words, and don't be disappointed if you don't have anything to give. Words are also very important. Let's go to a commercial break, then we start with our topic.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn-out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Ipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashikeka peno nwe kutite okoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile ko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Yes, welcome to Business and Economic segment with David Shombe. And yeah, the topic for today is a question that we ask, a question that we need to ask our entrepreneurs, our business operators, our economics analysts, our business analysts, and also those who contribute to the development of the business fraternity. That what is the relevance of a business planning? What is the importance of a business plan? Because these are some of the words that we hear when you want fundings. Some people, they say, no, you need to have a business plan. You need to make sure that you have a direction where your business is going. And what is this monster called a business plan? Why is it necessary? What is this big thing called a business plan, and why is it necessary? Because that is the question that we are asking ourselves, that why do businesses need to plan? And on top of that, what is the necessity of having that business plan? Can a business move forward without a business plan? And the question that we need to ask ourselves, does a business plan need to be a concrete document, or does it need to be in the head of that the business operator? That's a question that we need to ask ourselves, because wherever you go, whatever business seminar you attend, whatever workshops, business advisory meetings, everywhere that you go, you find this thing to say, no, a well-drafted business plan can assist you to move forward. But the question is that, do you want to tell me that all the businesses which are successful had a business plan, either at the beginning of their businesses or in the process of achieving what they want? Is it really a requirement? And we also need to ask ourselves, what is the component of a business plan, and who should be the drafter, or who should be the contributor of the establishment or the construction of that that business plan? Because it has been in many people's it has been said by a lot of people, especially those from business fraternity, that no, a business plan is necessary. A business plan needs to be done this way, and maybe the question that we need to ask ourselves: Do we have a uniform way, or do we have a well-established format to say this is how a business plan should be done, and this is what is accepted from a business plan? And also questions that we need to ask ourselves also is that when you look at these investors, when you look at this, institution, can be funding angels, can be banks, can be other financial institutions which are helping businesses to grow up. Do they have a certain format that they are requiring to have in order for them to say, no, this is a standard or is a required business plan, and who should draft that that business plan? That is one of the questions or some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves for us to move forward. And for entrepreneurs out there, in your perspectives, how did a business plan assisted you? How did a business plan assisted you? Or how did you make it with or without a business plan? Because there is a lot of debates out there to say, no, a business plan is not necessary as long as I know where I want to go. Then the question that you need to ask yourself is that when you say the business plan is not important as long as where you want to go, it could be that you have a business plan in your mind, but it's only that you did not really produce it to be concrete. That's why what is very crucial in life, in business, and maybe to say in politics is the essence of good planning, and it has been proven by various researchers that a good plan. There's a certain business person who indicated that a fool with a good plan can beat genius without a plan, and that is a very rich content when somebody say, when a person say a fool with a plan can beat a genius, it means that even if a person with a little understanding then has a direction of where he or she is going, is able to beat a very intelligent person with an unorganized mind. Yeah, that's why in business we find these people with different views on how to approach things. Then maybe what we need to ask or define is a concept of a business plan. From my perspectives, don't make your life very sophisticated, very complicated. And a business plan is just a plan. It's just a plan where you want to go. It's just a well-analyzed plan. It can be in your mind that this is where you want to go. These are the resources that you are going to use. These are the people that you are going to use. This is what you are going to achieve within a certain period of time. Because we can't really trust our mind. That is the reason a lot of people decided to put things on a piece of paper. And one thing I have learned from my uncle, the former military colonel, indicated that when they were in exile, when they go to battle, they always have a drafted plan to say, no, this is what we are going to do. This is how we are going to move. This is how we are going to engage our enemies. And this is how we are going to come out. However, one thing that he mentioned is that it's the same in military and business to say, in most cases, life can kick in. In most cases, whatever you plan, not necessarily coming out as you put it on paper, but the reality will kick in. Yeah, that's why he indicated that a plan can only assist you to have directions, but it's not exactly what you are going to do. Because at the end of the day, there are certain goals that you have to achieve. Yeah, that's why today I want to hear from you, contributors, to our business people, our entrepreneurs. In what way you view these things of a business plan, and how did it have assisted you? Or maybe you can have a different view to say, no, I don't think a business plan to me is necessary. I don't think it's necessary because I have survived without it, and I've only used it at the point where I'm required to do it, but it's not necessary. Is it right to have a plan in mind, then you use it, or is it right to put it on paper? And what is the importance of planning? Yeah, because some of people, well, I'm not an exception, are so obsessed with too much planning. You want to put everything into details. And there are also those guys who are doers, or they are very pragmatic. They are hands on. They can have a little plan, but they do much. And there are also those who are very obsessed with documents, to say, I need to have this one, I need to have a business plan, I need to have operational plan, I need to have review, I also need to have this backup plan, I need to have these resources just before I move to start a business. And there are those who do things. There are those who, I wake up, I have a plan in mind, put a few things on paper, and I find it on the way. Yeah, that's why the topic for today is actually a discussion which is motivated by the need to achieve some of national priorities, particularly from the private sector, where businesses are not just set up for the sake of them being there, but they are set up to be maintained. They are set up to be maintained. That's why today we are looking at the concept of the essence of business planning, and who should do the planning. And maybe we also need to expand it more to say this thing, what kind of business really need a business plan? If I'm operating a barber shop, if I'm operating a very small car wash, do I need a business plan of a certain nature, or do I just need to put things in my mind, then I have a few documents in order, then I've already started operating? Because remember, there is a difference between planning and also execution. And that's why there's also a difference between theories and practicals. And those are the things that we are failing to do, especially in Namibia. Because some of us, we went to school and we were given a lot of theories. There's no theories that you can tell us, especially from our fields. But you find it also very difficult to say, no, there are certain theories about different matters, but how can I apply this? It's the same with somebody who is obsessed with planning, writing, and do all the analysis, but where can we jump in? Where can we bridge the gap between business planning and also execution? Yeah, that's why it's always vice versa. When you move around the corners of Windhoek or any town that you find these guys who are very good at doing what they do, but they don't really have something written. Then you find this guy well organized with all the documents about his life. This is where he wants to move. This is how he wants to be positioned. But little is done from this person. Yeah, that's why our dear listeners, it's always very important when you give your views. It's always very important when you awaken us. It's always very important when you also call in and also teach others. It can be about your experience. It can be also about critical questions that you bring about so that we can discuss them. Because this is business and economic segment. It's a platform where we should educate one another. It's a platform where we should also unlearn things that we were taught, but they are not really working. Because if somebody indicated to me that acquiring a lot of information is a different thing, but learning what to learn and learning what to take out. Because you can be educated, but you got a wrong education. Or the education that you got is not really useful in that environment. That's why there's always this concept of learn and unlearn. And also analyze things that you put in your mind. Because at the end of the day, that will be a total definition of who you are. Dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, we are 30 minutes in the hour of 18, and we are going to a commercial break. After that, we are going to open the line, then we continue with our conversation.
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you and your chommies for being 100% real. From jiving to the car wash for the chill, not the wash, to making the cooler box your seat for the night. to going out after work to get that Chino's to Plucky's feeling. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore os aplicativos que estão redefinindo o futuro, saindo do antigo e entrando no novo. Desde carregar itários físicos em papel até o mundo de versões digitais lineares. Veja as novas expressões usadas do Bimba App. Sinta-se parte de algo maior. Experimente o inário digital na palma das suas mãos. Eis o novo melhorado Bimba, que reúne vários inários em um só aplicativo. Aqui para unir uma nação e espalhar o evangelho. Alguns dos inários apresentados no app do Bimba são o Elsen Eangano, o Oxierero Mai Muriro, a Católica Simane Kakaruga, African Sanfuriera e muito mais. Entre em contato conosco hoje se desejar que o inário da sua igreja seja adicionado à lista de inários do Imba App. Contacta-nos em 081-235-8063 ou envia um e-mail para digital@obalite.com. Descubra e baixe Imba hoje. Podes encontrar o Imba na App Store e também na Google Play.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto wami na apidi kwa mavucha aziva. Muvele kisema app atolokasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferide, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zari vuka, kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app, muikutwe kulimusie mba santo yengu yetuna. Mui kole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamu vone, imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilingwi, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali njila mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hama sfera sesfa app ya imba, ize tatama Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Simane Kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, va 081-235-8063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalite.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. Yeah, today we are looking at what is the necessity of business planning, and the question that we are asking ourselves: can a business move forward without a business plan? And how important is business plan in SME development? So you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401. You can call us in the studio, you give your contribution. And we know it's a Friday. And people are out there enjoying themselves. But it's always good to, you know, education does not end. It's always good to educate one another, because you don't know, you may know better than everybody. And keeping your views to yourself, it's not only loving yourself, but you are also denying the country progress, because knowledge and understanding must be shared for us to move forward. Because it is undeniable that we are in crisis in terms of our young people's ability to gain income, either from employment, can be private sector, it can be public sector, it can be international jobs, can be non-governmental organization. Things are not well. And the moment we understand that things are not well, then we also come to the point where we need to think on what way can we do better. And one of the vehicles to move us there is SME development. And when we are moving there with that vehicle of SME development, we also need to make sure that we share right information That is why we are always saying we are not the experts in this field. There are those guys who are successful in starting, operating, and maintaining their SMEs. And when you come to the point of sharing information about that, it's going to be helpful, and it's going to also to assist another person, because we are looking at the plan. We are looking at a business plan. We are looking at the essence of planning, strategizing before moving. And we also need to look at the gap between planning and doing, because they are two different things. It's one thing to have a very good plan, and it's also another thing to have good implementers of that plan. Because if you have very good implementers of the plan, that plan is going to be realized, and it's easy for you to establish something. That's why when we are looking at that area of business, we also need to ask ourselves whether we say business planning is necessary or business planning need to be minimized. The question that we need to ask ourselves is that when you ask somebody to do a business plan for you, which is not wrong at all, do you have an understanding of what is in that plan? And are you connecting what you want to do with what is on paper? Or what is, nowadays is no more on paper, maybe what is on a soft copy? What is in your tab, in the tablets, what is in your computer? Are you connecting what you want with what is in the field? Because you find individuals who consult consultants, which is not wrong at all. You consult consultants to assist you. However, a consultant must also be able to explain to you that this, in fact, is you who have to feed the consultant with information. Then this guy's job is just to formalize or put it on standard. Then it's now up to you to make sure that when I have this very good business plan, how can I implement it? What are some of those components? Because consultants can put in a lot of things you can do, because a business plan has a lot of components, like because it's where you have your financial plan, your mini financial plan. So you have your analysis of competition within that plan. It's also where you identify your competitors and how to maneuver the system, and how to not to say to outplay them, how to move through those competition, and how to have a competitive advantage. You also look at market analysis within that business plan. It's a lot of complicated things that are concerned in that. However, somebody can have a very good understanding of how business is operating, and you don't need something very complicated. You just know, this business of maybe selling meat, or maybe it's agriculture. This is my market. This is my competition. This is what I need to do. But for me to move there, I have to wake up every day and go to the field, or wake up every day and look after this cattle and achieve what you want to achieve. And what we are also looking at is also that there is the personalities differs. There are always people who are obsessed with details. I'm not an exception to that. But the one thing I've realized is that if you are too obsessed with details, you end up not really doing much or actually anything. You are focusing on what could have gone wrong, what you don't have, and a lot of things when you want to start something. However, there are those people who are born doers, or maybe who are trained, or who become doers by situation, because they don't need a lot of details. They just need to say, no, let us make money legally, and this is what we are going to do. And these are the guys who are building industries, and these are the guys who don't require a lot of information. They just come to the table and ask, what do I need to know so I can move forward? They can come to you to say, no, don't tell me a lot of information. Just what do I need to know so I can build this project? Whether the project is going to be successful tomorrow, that is not a problem, as long as that person has started something. Yeah, that's why now we want to enter that space to say, Yes, business planning is necessary, but to what extent do business plan meet business execution? How can a planner meet an implementer? To what level? And where can we put this at SME development in our country? And who does the plan? And why is it matter? Is it necessary every time or sometimes? Yeah, for you to contribute to our engagement, you can call us, can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401. We are listening to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe, and we are discussing about the essence of business planning to our SME development.
Estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore os aplicativos que estão redefinindo o futuro, saindo do antigo e entrando no novo. Desde carregar itários físicos em papel até o mundo de versões digitais lineares. Veja as novas expressões usadas do Bimba App. Sinta-se parte de algo maior. Experimente o inário digital na palma das suas mãos. É esse novo melhorado Imba que reúne vários inários em um só aplicativo. Aqui para unir uma nação e espalhar o evangelho. Alguns dos inários apresentados no app do Imba são o Elsin Eangano, o Oshierero Mai Muriro, a Católica Simaneka Karunga, a African Sanfuriera e muito mais. Entre em contato conosco hoje se desejar que o inário da sua igreja seja adicionado à lista de inários do Imba App. Contacta-nos em 081-235-8063 ou envia um e-mail para digital@opalighty.com. Descubra e baixe Imba hoje. Podes encontrar o Imba na App Store e também na Google Play.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto amina apili kwa mavuchaziva. Muvele kisema app atoloka sinchavu kamso, zakale liferide, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulimusie mba santo ye mwietuna. Mi kole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamu vone, imba encha, ni encha farizwe, ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilingi, kukopanya naha, ni kuhasa nyali nzira mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hama sfera sesfa app ya imba, ize tatama. Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omae Muriro, Catholic, Simane Kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kireke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-235-8063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace. I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional, and church events. And basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, we are continuing with Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are looking at the importance of business planning. However, we are going to a short commercial break, then we come back.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
No matter.
Yes, we are continuing with the business and economic segment, lecture hall one with me, David Shombe. We know it's a Friday, it's a love day. However, we are looking at the concept of business planning, the importance of business planning, and how we can, incorporate this to the success of SMEs. Yes, in the last 10 minutes, I will be in the conversation with one of the business analysts. I'll call him in the studio, one of the business analysts, just to give us his perspectives about business planning, why it matters, and who should do the business planning, and how can we move forward. Because in many conversations that we bring about, especially with business and economic segments, these are conversations that we don't only want to speak, but we want to speak truth to the economy. We want to speak truth to the economic policies, truth to the reality on the ground, so that we'll be able to, we'll be able to change the mindset. We'll be able also to instill some level of understanding, especially when it comes to business matters, and also to provoke the conversation, because it can't be right where all the business people are agreeing on one thing, or it can't be right where all the business persons have the same strategy, the same way of approaching things. Then we are not learning. Yeah, that's why it's always very important. When you look at not really SMEs, when you look at business people, with small businesses, let me say, there are different levels of our Chinese friends who come and operate in Namibia, but there are also those with mini businesses. Do these people have a concrete business plan, or do they have it in their mind? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask. What can we learn from them, and what we can unlearn when you are dealing with them? Because one thing I have seen, even if these people have a small stock, they are always operational, and they are always moving. And it's very rare to see them going down. Maybe there is a secret that we need to look at. For those of you who came closer to this business person, maybe you should tell us, what do they have? Do they have a game plan? Because planning is not only in business, planning is in all the sectors. For those of you who know sport very well, who know soccer, best coaches in the world, they always have a game plan. And they are always there watching their players in the field, how they are implementing that game plan. And when that game plan is counter-attacked, that's why you see most of them making changes when they are standing there on the line. Some of them, they draft a very small paper to say, no, this is now the direction. What is this telling you? This is telling you, for you to achieve something, you must always have a plan. And your plan should not be constant. There must be flexibility of the plan, because your plan will meet other people with a plan. Because your competitor also has a plan. Yeah, that's why it's always necessary to make sure that, although I have a well-written plan on how to move from point A to B, between point B to C, you find a contradicting plan from your competitor. That is how you can change, or you can be flexible without completely destroying what you put on paper. Can be flexible in your execution, but not really moving away from your original plan. in a very short period of time, I'm going to call one of the business analysts just to give us a briefing before we conclude this program.
Estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore os aplicativos que estão redefinindo o futuro, saindo do antigo e entrando no novo. Desde carregar itários físicos em papel até o mundo de versões digitais linear. Veja as novas expressões usadas do Inva App. Sinta-se parte de algo maior. Experimente o inário digital na palma das suas mãos. Eis o novo melhorado Inva que reúne vários inários em um só aplicativo. Aqui para unir uma nação e espalhar o evangelho. Alguns dos inários apresentados no app do Inva são o Elsen Eangano, o Oshierero Maimuriro, a Católica Simaneka Karunga, African Sanfordiera e muito mais. Entre em contato conosco hoje se desejar que o inário da sua igreja seja adicionado à lista de inários do Inva App. Contacta-nos em 081-235-8063 ou envia um e-mail para digital@opalighty.com. Descubra e baixe Inva hoje. Podes encontrar o Inva na App Store e também na Google Play.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinion.
Yes, as I promise you, I will connect Mark. Mark is one of business analysts, and he studied business. He did business, and he know what it means to plan and not to plan. Yes, Mark. Good evening, and welcome to Business and Economic Segment. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good evening, David.
Yes. Thank you for joining us again. I know you are very busy. The question that we are trying to interrogate today is the importance of business planning. And maybe the question that I should ask yourself as somebody who studied business, as somebody who also did business and have an understanding of how business operating, maybe can a business operate without a business plan? What is the necessity of a business plan just to our SMEs?
Okay, a business can operate without a business plan.
Okay.
Without a business plan, it's the business that we mostly see on daily basis that we mostly also call small and medium enterprises. Most of them don't really have business plans. They are running, they never closed, but mostly when the owner dies, when they find something else to do, those businesses close.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, but the business with a business plan, or to say the relevance of a business plan, is to make sure that there is guidance, there is a vision where the business owner or the whole business must be focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
And then it, the business plan articulates what you have to do for you to be able to achieve that vision. And then it has a whole lot of components where it even should state that there must be a sustainability plan in that business plan. Most of the small businesses, when the owner dies, like what I said, they also die because they don't have any sustainability plan.
Mm-hmm.
But a business with that has a business plan must be able to be sustained, and then it must be able to be indicated well in the business plan so that when there's an implementation, it's being implemented in a way that is already researched and
yeah.
then already the owner already has the confidence that this is the way to go, and we have to stick to the business plan as the way it is for us to be able to achieve that.
Yes, maybe to our SME operators, let me say I have a very small business. I don't have enough revenues, and there is this consultant who is maybe asking me 5,000 to come up with a business plan or 2.5 or whatsoever. What is your advice to somebody? Do we have a certain standard of a business plan, or should anybody come up with a business plan?
A business plan must be understood very well by the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Better than the person who is drafting it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say if you are unable to draft, maybe you are poor in writing, you are poor in putting the things the way they must be,
mm-hmm.
you can be able to seek for that assistance, but it must be your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That person must be able to put in your thoughts the way you understand things, the way you want things to be, so that you will be able to implement
yeah.
what you thought of and your vision. But if you just go to someone, let me say you come to Mark and then you say, do for me a business plan. I want to do maybe poultry, or I want to do to farm pigs.
Yeah.
And then I don't have the information that you really need for that.
Yeah.
Then it won't be able to work for you, because I'll put in my mind instead of what you understand and what you want to be in a business plan or how you want it to be ran. So mm-hmm. it's really important that if you are able to do it on yourself, you do it yourself. And then if you are to go to somebody to assist, maybe it should be on the guidance of certain components on how they should be articulated clearly for the readers to understand and the implementers to understand, because it's not only being implemented by the owner, it's being implemented by the staff or all the people that must be involved. So for it to be able to be understood very well. So that's what I should say.
Mm-hmm. Yes, maybe the other question is that how do you bridge a gap between planning and execution? Because somebody can have a very good business plan, but when it's coming to execution, it's a certain different thing. How do we put these things together? Good planning and good implementation.
David, in most cases, you find people creating business plans for funding just because they want that money.
Mm-hmm.
But they are not really up to implementation. They don't really even have that energy for them to be able to carry out the plan. So that makes it difficult for people to execute what they plan. And then another thing is that what I've raised before on giving other people or somebody else to do for them their business plans. And then they end up doing things that they are unable or they don't understand, and then they won't be able to execute. But if you understand your business plan very well,
mm-hmm.
and then you are talking about things that you know you are able to do in your business plan,
yeah.
you have clear stakeholders that you know you are going to engage into your business, then it can be easier for you to execute what you want to do in your business, because it's your thoughts. You know you have tasted it, you know yourself, and then you have done some research, you notice what you can do. And some of the people have even started already, and
yeah.
a business plan is just for them, like to then create a guidance, because they can't just be operating in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
So that can really lead to them being able to execute, but most of them don't really execute. Then I think another problem that I do see in Namibia is businesses, let's say when you are registering for businesses,
yeah.
and most of the funders, they ask for business plan because they want to trace or they want to see if it's really a viable idea that you are implementing.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not viable, they won't be able to fund it. They don't want to waste money on somebody who is not being real, who doesn't have something that can really make it. So when they ask for that, for the business plan, they want to look at that. And then what people mostly do, they then just tend to creating a business that is in line with what the funder wants to fund.
Mm-hmm.
And then that becomes another idea then no more their business ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will hinder the execution of that plan, because it's still not your idea. It's just something that you use to source for funds,
yeah.
but not really for what you want to implement and what you are passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
You may find, David, especially in the construction industry, you may find people registering companies, a company that does construction,
yeah.
farming,
yeah.
maybe a whole lot of components in
yeah.
that registration.
Yes.
And then now, if you ask this person to come up with a business plan, then
yeah.
should this person now focus on construction? Should this person focus on farming? Should this person focus on mining? So this is already an indication that this person is just chasing money,
yeah.
but can't really execute anything, or it can really be hard for this person to execute anything because he's not focusing on only one thing that he can be able to put his energy on and then do business.
Yes, Mark, thank you very much for your contribution. It's always an honor to host you. Thank you very much.
Welcome, David.
Yes, that was Mark. He's a business analyst, and he was giving his thoughts. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. And it's always an honor to be with you. And don't forget to listen to incoming programs. We're going to listen to Mtuma with Naruvanda and Tatefly. Yes, and the last thing that you need to do, never forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. Never forget to read our newspaper, the Villager newspaper. Follow Eagle FM, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. And yeah, and download our e-paper, the Villager newspaper. You can also download our app, Eagle FM. You can also download Imba app, so that you can listen to your hymn songs. And yeah, thank you very much. Until next time.